Pretty brown, brown, chubby people.
I wanna see your body like this, girl. So come on.
Pretty brown, brown, chubby people.
Your body make me wanna take a flick, 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 flick.
She all in my grill, she wanna be Miss Swain. I swear God did his thing when he blessed her, man. No silver spoon, but with the body of a model, man. Pretty brown eyes, broke dude, she declined. She finally red wine and good, just like Moscato. That chicken catch in a dress that make you wanna hollow. And dreaming about the head game brand that she swallow. But when you hit her from the back, do she scream a hollow? Can she ride the wood? Can she ride it good? I'ma film and tape it so I ain't misunderstood. Why this chubby niggas chick manic? Cause I lay the wood. Then plus I'm from the hood. So like a car with a new oil change, keep me running good. Lil' mama driving me wild, just like she my child. But she my bad chick, so you know Swain gon' keep her around.
Welcome to
Christy's Corner.
Shout out to Too Smooth. We got part two on deck right now. We're about to get into the mind and how the mind works with Too Smooth. How does a genius put things together? What inspires this genius? What we already know what it is. We know the platform. We know what created it. We want to know how. We're going to speak into how with everything. We're going to speak into what motivates. We're going to speak into is we're going to get a little more in depth about Too Smooth, Andre Farmer.
Oh my God, not the government night. OMG.
How you doing today, big dog?
Man, what's happening, man? Just got through blessing that track I sent to you, my brother. Yeah, man, we working, man. I knocked down three more, man. I'm gonna have the thing done by next weekend. We'll have it done because the team coming up. We're gonna finish up some things, man. Hey, it's a lovely day in the neighborhood, baby. God's great. Or whoever's up there, or down there, or around there.
Cool. Well, you sound like you about to be
done. Hey, they gonna catch that one on DJ Hard Work. They gonna catch that.
No, I was just, hey, that's what I was about to say something, but I just stopped. I think that cough was a sign to say, don't even do it. Don't even do it.
I gotta keep the mind working, baby.
He said three next week. Shit. Too much pressure. Everything with
that. Hey, yeah, man. Hey, that boy came to the right title because everything is too much pressure. Shout out to Hard Work Nation Baja Music Group, man. Hey!
Yes, sir. All right, so we touched base on, like I said, a lot of other things on part one. We want the fans to know. We want them to know you are human. You move like an animal. You move like a machine. You barely sleep. You've been doing this for years, in and out, free and on. You get what I'm saying? So I want to know. Let's let the people know what motivates you to go as hard as you go.
Be honest, man. Like we were talking about on the last seven part one, man. This is my passion, man. I would do everything I'm doing for free. The money is extra. I love music. Music soothes the soul, soothes the mind, the body. If you know the people, when they work out, they listen to music. When people in the car, they listen to music. When people at home, they listen to music. People always listen to music. I'm just musically inclined, man. I just love it.
Okay.
And I appreciate all the OG that paved the way. Going all the way back to the day where they had to do this and that, you know, had to come through the back door. I'm doing it for them, man. I'm trying to show other brothers and sisters, you don't have to rob, kill, or steal, or even hustle. I mean, by hustle, sell drugs on the street. You know, you got an opportunity in life to try and do something different than what we're trying to show the world. You know, we can come together as black people and do it the right way.
I'm glad you said that and specified that. Because
Hold on, let me say one thing. I'm gonna cut y'all, but let me add this to that too. Also, in society it's male dominant, but with MMR 3000, Living Lavish, the Too Smooth Collection, Latrice by Too Smooth, any female that's on our squad would tell you that's been down with us, you have room to move up the ladder without doing all that extra stuff.
Y'all hear that? People hear that? We promote.
We buy money over here. We ain't with that extra stuff. We ain't with none of that extra. We buy money. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Time is money, and money is time.
There you go. So
money made me come, baby. Money made me come.
Just straight up, y'all ain't got to take to the female models out there. Y'all ain't got to take y'all clothes off to rock with MMR. Come on now. Let's.
Classy, just a little sassiness. Not trashy, though, no ratchet.
There you go. Got rid of all of that. Okay.
I ain't playing with them, DJ Hard Work. I'm just giving them the raw, uncut business, man. Because why should you sit up there and take pictures all day, every day, and not get paid for it? What a light going to do? A light ain't paying no bill. A very is not paying no bill. You can't get your baby no diapers or no milk, little mama.
Let them.
Hold on.
I don't mean to preach, but I'm just tired of it.
Nah. Today is for that. We want you to, hey, Pastor AF, AF.
I'm gonna be real. I ain't gonna give away too much. Yesterday, man, you know, last night, I gave away too much game for free. The game to be sold, not told. I was always told get paid for anything you do. It don't matter if you got done walking out the door, get paid for walking out the door, baby. So, hey.
Hey, by the way, you know, there's things that y'all can get paid for without even realizing, like what we doing right now. Shout out to the Patio Podcast for giving us this.
Shout out to him.
Hey, shout out to the Patio.
Yes. Oh my God.
I can't wait to meet Miss Chrissy. She's part of the Too Smooth Collection.
Hello. Yes, lady, come be smooth with us.
We're gonna have a segment of Chrissy's Corner today. Damn, my bad. You know what Chrissy's Corner is, right?
Praise God.
Chrissy's Corner is where she's gonna be able to update all her fans on what merchandise they got going on and what other updates you got going on and any kind of thing that's on her mind that has anything to do with being real, being who you are as a woman in Chrissy's Corner. Chrissy's, you know, so we're gonna talk about that later on. But I got a feeling this interview, this part two is going to come together. It's gonna relate a lot. Because my next question is, how long have you been doing this? Well, you know what? We're going to reword it. Have you had any kind of personal, like a significant other by your side within these years of, as an adult, pushing yourself as an artist, as a CEO, or have you been focused 100% throughout the whole journey where, you know, it's just you? Like, let us know, let the world know if there's like a family, significant other. If you want to let it be known, you can give a sign out there, shout out, whatever. But at the end of the day, the reason why we're veering into that is because we want to know, do you really, really need that support, or do you, can you do it on your own? You hear what I'm saying? Like, do you need
self-motivation? I got you for that, Jay. I mean, DJ Ho, I got you right now. Yes, I'm married. I'm married, but sometimes people had to see things. You know what I'm saying? Had to see things. You know, people like us, the grind, the street people, the people from the gutter understand that it's light at the end of the tunnel, but some people had to see that light before they get to the end of the tunnel. You know what I'm saying? That'll answer all your questions right there. If they don't catch that, voila, magic, then the game will be sold, not told. My Peter played on Mr. Plot.
The question was longer than the answer. Shit. Oh, man. Nah, nothing wrong with that.
But you know, to be on the real side, though, bro, I think every strong, powerful, influenced man on earth needs that. If you don't have that person to tell you when you're not doing the right thing, or, you know, chastise you, let you know, give you that constructive criticism, you know what I'm saying? You're going to make a lot of mistakes, but you need somebody to be right there, if not a significant other, business partner, friend, sister, brother, 18, uncle, or the third. You know what I mean? You're going to need somebody to help you. Because, I try to do it myself a lot of times, but, man, hey, once again, shout out Howard Nation Baja Music Group, man. Without them, man, I don't know what I do.
There you go. I do appreciate that. Y'all gotta hear it. All right, so I had a talk with a few artists, young artists, younger than me. And you know, I'm not gonna lie, it kind of throws me off because throughout my whole career, you know, I had a significant other. And you're right about the criticism. Because you want to make sure that you got them other, you know, I don't even want to say that part because that was part of the game, that 500K. But we going to say this. Four eyes is better than two. It's always good to have somebody else looking at something in a different perspective for you before you make a decision on certain things, I feel. Other than that, yeah, you know.
I'm glad you said that. Let me chime in on this right here. With my team, my La Familia, I call them before I make any decision and get their input, because they may look at it, like you said, from a different perspective. And my advisors, my label, Howard Nation Baja Music Group, especially you, you know what I'm saying? You know, I always got to get other people's opinion, because like I said on the first
intro of this interview, part one, that, hey, like you said, 4 eyes are better than two, and two brains are better than one. You know what I mean? Because I'm not smooth, but I am smooth, but I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying? I'm a hermit. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. They ain't understand that.
You keep sitting. Damn, it's going over a lot of y'all heads.
Hey, common sense ain't coming. If you got common sense, you understand what I'm saying, though. You know what I'm saying?
Happy birthday, Miss Monroe.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Queen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, one more thing. You can learn a lot from a dummy.
There you go. Hey, I got a question, Miss Monroe. Yes. How do you feel about being the other side and having that support system?
It's great. It's definitely great. Having, you know, are you talking about like the support system as far as like my significant other or just everyone?
Either or, whatever's closest to you, whatever you trust the most. You get what I mean? Like, a lot of people think they can do it on their own. So to have a significant other and or that close person or a close team, close whatever, knit circle, you can even be rocking with your family, with your, you know, your move at the end of the day. Do you really need that, or can you do it with self-motivation?
I mean, self-motivation, that's the first thing. That's first things first. If you can't motivate yourself, can't nobody else motivate you. They can't
preach.
Can't nobody pull you out the bed and be like, okay, now do your hair, put your wardrobe on, and stand in front of this camera. You can't do that. That's something within itself. But to have that additional support system of a significant other, that's beyond the greatest thing in the world. And this is new to me, because I've always been that I can do everything by myself type of individual, until, you know, my manager gave me that talk and was like, you can't do everything by yourself. Take the help. This is what you prayed for. So take your blessing. So I'm learning to take the rest of the blessing. It's wonderful.
I can honestly say, when I knock my head and listen, because we got to get back to Too Smooth, I notice he moved like you move like a militant minded, like sergeant, to where, you know, you like got chess move plays. You get what I mean? Like, you got to think it out, which is cool. That's perfect, actually. I got to, me knowing that is to say, is every move dissected like that? You know, like from the songs to the shows you put together, to the artists that you pick, to the, you know, the beats that you choose. Like, is every move dissected like that? Like, let the world know, how do you decide to make a move before it's even made? How does it get put into play?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Like I said, I study a lot of people, even TV shows. Like I said, you learn a lot from a dummy. With all that being said, I'm very calculated in everything that I do. Once I have a foundation, everything else gonna fall in place, because each person, each artist, each individual is different. You have to market them in different type ways. And one thing about it, once you understand the three principles I talked about yesterday, self-discipline, self-knowledge, you know what I'm saying, self-preservation. You apply that, everything gonna fall in place, man. You gotta have a blueprint. You feel me? That's why I liked it when Jay-Z came out with the blueprint. That was a brilliant idea. And, you know, you gotta have that. You know what I mean? You got to have that, first and foremost. If you don't have no structure, you don't have no goal or nothing set, you can't just wake up something to do so. You gotta sit down and map it out. You know what I mean? But to really answer your question, man, every move I make is calculated, man. It's not chess, not checkers. It's just having common sense. Like I said, I got common sense, book sense, street sense, and really don't give a fuck sense. And to certain individuals in the world, certain races in the world, a person like me is very dangerous, because I can beat you for your head, not your brain. I ain't got the key. You ain't got to hurt you. I can beat you for your brain, though. You know what I mean?
Okay. See? Good answer. Good response. Good response.
I'm over here. I'll be all over the place because there'll be a lot of things I want to say. But I try to be, what's the word I should use? Presidential.
Because that's what I noticed.
And key I word, noticed politically no. correct. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. You got to, like, how hard is it to bite your tongue when you want to? When you know your blood boiling up, that's what I want to know. That's my personal question.
Well, think about where I'm at right now, like, and think about my past. You feel me? I have 34 teardrops. I'm gonna leave it at that. And my grandkids and my kids, you feel me?
Yes, sir. I just got off the phone with my little one right before I made this, right before this podcast.
Did you say grandkids, Mr. Too Smooth?
Hey, can I get deep right quick?
That was next.
Yeah, let me get deep. Let me get deep one time with my brothers and sisters in the black community. See, when we come up, I ain't gonna say all, but most people in the you know what I'm saying, the rural areas that's not in the suburbs. We don't get taught about stocks and bonds. We don't get taught about certain things. You know what I'm saying? We don't get that. So that would lead us into the devil's workshop is the streets. You know what I'm saying? But we had a platform in the community that teach kids about aerodynamics, teach them, you know, different little trades. So when they go to school for that particular trade, they'll be already prepared. So what I'm trying to do is, like I said yesterday, I changed myself, and I want to try to change the world. I know that's virtually impossible, but in my communities, I'm going to do everything I can to show brothers and sisters it's a better way. Not being raised in nothing like that, but I'm just speaking facts. Numbers don't lie. Analytics are facts. I ain't scared y'all, dude. Y'all got quiet on me. What's happening?
No, but that's... Can't argue with facts.
You're hitting them with certain stuff that, like, you know, you can't really have a secondary question with that. hey.
Well, let me take over this conversation, man. Let me say this. Hey, y'all, check out www.mmr3000.com. Mm-hmm. Check out the Too Smooth Collection website. Also, we got rumbles. We got body suits. We got maxi dresses. We got t-shirts. And fellas, we haven't forgot about you. We got tennis shoes coming. We got the cargo pants and shorts and polos coming to you real soon. Real soon. Ladies, I ain't forgot about y'all, man. I'm telling y'all when and going to the win and the Los and Gabbana, if I think I'm saying that right. So now I have the Too Smooth Collection purses coming. And man, they are raw and uncut.
All right. Yeah,
don't forget about Mac Too Much Pressure out right now. Mac Too Much Pressure is out right now. Mac Too Much Pressure worldwide, man. Shout out to our international, man. We global for real. No cap.
The takeover. MMR 3000 takeover. That's what this is.
A global takeover. We're trying to take over the world, man. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. Hey. I had this question that's been sitting in my head ever since you said it, and it slipped that, you know, she almost said it. We're going to rewind now. We got to rewind for a quick second because I can't let that go. You a granddad?
Yes, he's got grandbabies.
We tried to let that slide. You a granddad?
Man, I'm a 40-year-old granddad with a little, finna be a 4-year-old grandson and going on about 7-month granddaughter, man. Shout out to the CEO. Yeah, yo, Magic, AE. What's happening, son?
That's what it is.
Yeah, yo, Magic coming soon, too. Yeah, yo, Magic coming real soon, man. Magic tricks.
Man, I see why you're so disciplined. Everybody
got to
have
a lot, man. Hey, I'm gonna get a little deeper with y'all, bro. Due to life, I went to prison. You know what I'm saying? I went to the Fed. My daughter was like 2.5 years old. She came to see me. She said, "Dad, you come back here, I'll never see you again." You know, remind you, I skipped that part. When I got sentenced, I was a 2-time loser, so, you know, 3 strikes, y'all. He said it's going to be a permanent home. That didn't faze me. You know what I'm saying? But when my daughter said that to me, man, 2.5 years old, man, you know, I looked at life totally different. I did a whole 360. Didn't nothing matter but her. You know what I'm saying? So me stepping up being a father, I had to look at life different. Either I'm going to choose the streets or I'm going to choose my kids. So fuck the streets. I'm going to do it this way, man, the right way. It's good. It's always good on, you know, sometimes it's not green on the other side, but the right way is always better because I sleep better every night, man. You feel me? When I do go to sleep, you know what I'm talking about, Jay? You know what I'm talking about? DJ Hallmark.
When you do go to bed, that's the, you're applying pressure a little more because you're giving.
I'm gonna get a little bit. Hey, all right, I'm gonna cut y'all because you know I'm from Mississippi, but hey, all the way, you know, from everywhere. But check this out, man. This is how passionate about this music, man. I already been in the studio than be laying up fucking doing any kind of sexual entertainment with my significant other. I already been in the studio, man. I love that studio. This Power of Money coming September 4th, man. It's gonna be deep, man. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna change the game, man. Real talk. And after that, after about 6 months after that, we're gonna come to Power Money live version, man. I got a band too. I got a lot of things going on. I got a rock band and a pop band. Watch out for us, man. We networking all across the world, all genres of life, baby. We ain't playing with them, man. Oh, shout out to my gospel singer, Miss Mika too, man. We got a gospel act coming real soon, 2021, man. We're trying to drop 12 albums on album every month. You know what I'm saying?
The next No Limit. Y'all hear that? Didn't you say that was one of your inspirations, right?
Man, Master P a genius, man. By the analytics and from my other team that do a little stuff, they said what would happen, what No Limit, what Cash Money did in 5 years, we'll be did in 18 months. God's great. All praise to whoever up there, down there, around there, whoever, man, all praise. Without them, this wouldn't even be possible. I don't know nothing, you know. You feel what I'm saying? We're all playing a role. We're all actress and actors, man. We're playing a role. They were written before we got here, man. A lot of people talk about the Bible. They talk about all the other things. Read the Book of the Dead. It was written before any of the other books was written. Check it out, man, because I like to read. I like the knowledge is power, as I say.
Damn. I'm going to have to read that book.
Yeah, Egyptians, Book of the Dead. Yeah, I get deep, man. You know what I'm saying? I do a lot of reading, man. Like they say, you put something in the book, a black man won't read it, that's a lie.
We read them
all. Y'all notice how
shout out to the Miss Chrissy Monroe, man. It's her birthday, man. We should go have a 2-weekend celebration when you come down here with the country boy. Straight up, MMR 3000, baby.
I'm so ready. I'm ready to get back to work. I'm ready. Let's get it.
Hey, y'all need to make sure that y'all had that video ready so we can get her on the billboard for her birthday.
Yay. Let's do it.
Or the camera. Okay, I'm taking a little personal break at the same time. I do want to know this, though. Your inspiration with the music is cool. What inspired you with the clothing lines?
Man, back in 98, man, I was a young man with a lot of dreams and a lot of aspiration. And I'm kind of like why I respect Master P Hustle and Grind. Cause that man even got bleach, man. He got tatted chips, he got everything. So, you know what I'm saying? I was in position to do it. But then had the mind frame at the time because I was so caught up in my other lifestyle. So that was making everything go like it's going now because I'm focused strictly on that with nothing in my way, no interruptions. Nothing else matter but what I'm trying to accomplish right now. Fortune 500 coming to some of them, I'm ready to make by 2025. I'm on a mission.
We're about to change this, not change the subject, but kind of change the direction. I don't want everybody to get lost with what the topic is. I had you speaking openly just because I wanted you to just openly talk about you. But I want to veer into something that affects the music industry that you speak on, but most glorify, which is the streets. I feel like someone who has lived the outcome of being in the streets too deep and living the freedom life. You get what I mean? Like, without having to worry about looking, you know, no, I can't even say you can't look back. You always got to have a swivel. But my whole point is, with this music. How often did you work on your music when you were, you know, I'll bring it up, but how often did you work on your music when you was locked up?
None. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I was focused on one thing, get home to my babies, man. Like I said, I had them dreams and you know, people have dreams and say they're gonna do something once they come home. It took me 2 years to get myself together. And then when I released the video and the song Pretty Brown Eyes, but really, my brother, like I said, I'm a business. I'm not an artist. I got a story to tell. Shout out to my boy Reggie, TV man. Movie coming soon to come up. The Too Smooth Story coming 2021, man. I'll get ready for that, man. Yeah, I didn't want to spill the bean, but yeah, man. Script getting written right now we speak. Like right now, they in the lab writing, man. So y'all get ready for that, man. Gonna be epic. It's gonna be epic. Netflix, I'm coming for y'all, man. Get that check ready.
I'm about to fuck everybody's heads up now. Because you also said, and you were just talking. We spoke on it. You went to school for psychology.
Yes.
We don't want to get too deep into what you can do, but how does that impact some of the youth that you see and you know that may have been or could be going down the road you were going down? How do they see that when you speak on your education level, when you speak on what you've accomplished in life? How do you see them react? So when you're trying to show them there's another way.
Excited, ecstatic, because what we're doing, once again, shout out to Howard Nation Ballhard Music Group. What we got going, man, is a very, very unbelievable opportunity. You know, like I said earlier, some people had to see things, you know, before it happened, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, sometimes be too late. Sometimes you got to have patience. One thing is the key. You got to have patience, man. The brothers that I surround myself, ain't nobody over the age of 23. And they, you know, they're raised pretty good. You know what I'm saying? And they listen. And I appreciate that. Like I said, all you have to do is listen. Apply these three things. Self-discipline, self-knowledge, and self-preservation. And watch how your life change. And don't worry about what nobody's saying. Don't worry about what's going on outside that door. It doesn't matter. If you stay focused on your goal and what you're trying to accomplish, and you're going to come because you ain't got no time, no error, no room to play, no room for no error. So, you know, you stay focused. Everything going to be A-OK, man. I know I'll be all over the play, but shout out to the whole team, man. What's happening?
See, that's crazy. You need to come up here and start like a little church or something, you know, a mentoring thing or something. Because
Quavo Dollar did it. I should be able to do it, too.
Nothing. You have no limits. So hey, you might as well. I mean, like to write a book, to have a movie, all that stuff coming out. You know, a bio script. I would say, go ahead, try it, because you could inspire a lot of people. I know you could. Actually, that's what's going on in the. I feel like that's what's going on in the music industry right now. We were speaking on a couple artists, and I review music a lot. I look at music a lot. I look at marketability. And you can find some gems coming out there. You can find a lot coming out the hood, but you can find a lot more marketability coming outside the hood, which is cool. But what makes you keep it home to a point where do you see yourself in a reflection of the artist that you got, or is it just talent and grind that you see?
A little bit of everything, man. Like I said, Mac and Kingsport, the first two artists I signed last year to the label. We had a tour going on, a promo tour called We Got Next Tour. And them guys never missed a date. It was guys that on the tour missed multiple dates, and them guys that missed not nothing. They passion, they hunger, they drive. Man, I love it, man. You know what I'm saying? Sky the limit. And also, by them being a team, once again, man, you know, like when you come out here, you'll be able to become a boss. They're shareholders in
MMR 3000. You know what I'm saying? They bosses. You know what I'm talking
about? They understand that everything they do is got worth then if they shareholders.
Yeah. They sit at the round table with me. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up, man. Put that in a 20, a young in hands. That's appreciation right there. They got to know what that is, though.
I show love to my artists. Like I said, we family, and like I said, any artist on the label will tell you, man. Anybody on the team will tell you, man. Hey, I'm ground free like the last day on earth. I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying, by far, but you know, all you gotta do is just listen, man. It's simple, man. You know, just listen. You know what I'm saying? Your way ain't worked, so hey, you gotta try something else. So come on over to the MMR 3000, man. Hey, we'll make it happen for you, baby. You ain't gotta have that much talent. As long as you got the drive, the hustle, I'll make you a star. Like I said, I think I really feel like this. It does not be arrogant, just being confident, and numbers don't lie. I think I take a bum out of the street, fix them up, and make them a star, man. Don't make a single rapper just a little bit. I promise you. It's all about marketing and promotion. If you're not spending money on yourself, what makes you think somebody else is?
Because have you seen the models? Ooh, wee, you got you some fine models. I think.
Oh, yeah. Everybody on Saturday. Everybody eat.
She said she synced them. I ain't even seen all of them. That's what's up. I seen a few of them. They are. You do got you a nice lineup of models.
Got,
that's
we got too much pressure coming. The whole thing just pressure. Ooh.
Hey, shout out to Riri. She came up today and signed today, man. Shout out, man. Hey, shout out, man. Hey, she wrote them two out of side of paperwork, man. Hey, we smoking cream and popping bottles, man. You know what I'm saying? Celebration, man. Black excellence. We sharing the wealth, man. You know what I mean? And we're going to teach you the business. So if you do decide to do your own thing, ain't nobody fuck over you, man. The one thing about it, man. We're not a label that's greedy. We care. You know what I'm saying? My team will tell you, I call at least once a day, a text or something, you know, check on your well-being, man. It's all about, you know, care, because you never know, man. Somebody may be having a bad day, and that one call or that one text may uplift them and take them out of that dark place that they're in, because, you know, what's going on in the world, man, a lot of people can't handle that, man. You got to have a strong mind, man, because there's serious people losing their job, their house, the car, their 401k. I mean, it's crazy, man. It's crazy right now.
Mm-hmm. Man. You ain't never.
Can we have a? I'm in the country. You know, room country. Hey, can we have a moment of silence for all the people that we lost to this pandemic? That's really just crazy right now. Can we have a moment of silence, please? All right, now back to the scheduled program. Hey, hey, I got the pink Too Smooth Collection T-shirts. They're $20, and we I'll take $3 from each sale of the T-shirts, give it to breast cancer awareness. Y'all support that, man. We're trying to do some positive, man. I got a nonprofit organization coming through real soon for the youth. You know, you're talking about the herb, man. We want to spill all my beans. I wish it was on FaceTime or something right now, man. I'll show you my board, man. I got a board with everything rolled up, man. They're going to get taken care of money, man. And also, all the brothers and sisters that's locked down in the system, man, we haven't forgot about you. I'm a man of my word. I got you, baby. I got you.
Man, you got a lot going on. You got a desk, you got an office.
Man, listen, man, I got a brand new fax printer scanner, man. We do it all. We got an office line, man. Hey, while we're live, remember this, man. Amazon started in the garage.
Yahoo did in somebody's dorm room. Google did, and a couple of you, right? You well on your way. You're well on your way. And numbers don't lie, by the way.
Yeah, the pair of lips say anything.
Yeah, numbers don't lie. You're checking on numbers month in. What is it? What's the date today? We made now. Dang. And 1 month in, he got more. Shout out to Mac.
Shout out, Mac. Too much pressure.
That video, part of me, though, about to be on, what is it? What is it? 1800. With barely any promo because it's all getting pushed by everybody who just loving it.
Oh, ho. That's just one site, man. We got on Facebook, man, we got 1,000 on one, and we're puzzling a part of me again. It's almost at 1,000 on YouTube doing stupid numbers, man. Hey.
See, but I hope everybody hear this because we're about to veer into another topic with these artists. So you came in the game doing music a while ago. You brought that up. You mentioned that. Then, we got these new artists who, you know, the game then transitioned to streaming and social media and all of that. How do you feel?
I'm glad you said that.
How do you feel when you see these artists chasing numbers instead of knowing that you got to chase numbers that accumulate to money? Now, I don't want to put the wrong message out there. This is a passion, but...
Man, let me say something, man. Hey, you ain't got to say no more. Let me take it from here, my brother. Yeah. Hey, check this out, man. Let me say this right here to you guys out there that taking them shortcuts, buying them views and all that, man. Hey, you putting a black guy in the game because that's not organic. That's not organic. That's cheating the game, making it look good. In reality, it's all fake, man. You know, you spend $200, get 50,000 views. You know what I'm saying? Which is crazy. But at the same time, man, each his own over here where we at. Everything's all getting, man. We won't do no boosting, none of that, man. Straight grinding, man. We'll grind so hard. What it did, DJ Hard Work. Hey, is there a robot doing all that shit, man? We got a team that's going hard and strong, man. We do this from the gutter, from the ground. We don't want to buy it renovated. We're gonna build it from the ground up, man. Straight platinum seed, my guy, you feel me? Straight from the gutter.
I was checking out numbers on social media with your reach. With the team in the reach, and just letting it be known out there, y'all got to get a team together. It's cheaper to get a team together than it is to pay for them streams, unless, you know, you choosing to do that. I don't know. I'm assuming it is. But to get a team together, everything is organic, and your reach can maximize and minimize, but it never drop down to where the lowest level it was. Them streams going to stop something later if you purchasing them. Them boosted numbers on likes and follows gonna stop if you purchase them. You
got to. Oh, but, hey, DJ, how it work? You know, we got some people that really don't understand the game and the, you know, understand being that what, you know, what I should have said, the industry lingo. Tell them what organic means, man, because some people don't really know that you have that one.
All right, so on most social media sites, you see things where your growth level is organic. Or it says paid. Organic is grind. Organic is real active reactions, notifications.
Not a robot.
It's getting real comments, real shares, real reshares, retweets, reposts, whatever. Notifications. That's where the game is now. Notifications, which is relative to every time the game has changed. It's based on how much interaction does the fans have with you? That's how you build your network, build your fan base, build your team, build your numbers. It all accumulates. If and another thing, this is, see, you got your Cuban going. This is the one thing. Most people ain't gonna know.
This is called. Hey, my shit coming to air, man. This is called. Rut mixed with blueberry. See? But let me say this while you saying that. And I think I'm gonna put the chair on top. Share this, people, man. Listen, man. It's easy to build your fan base. All you gotta do is use your thought. You got some sisters, some brothers, some friends, some people you sit around drink with under the tree. Make them use that thumb. Because if you boost the post, them fans just coming in off a boost. They're not going to be there long term. Some will, but most won't. So you use that thumb and put it in their face. You know what I'm saying? The first thing you got to do if you do any kind of business or any kind of industry, entertainment or anything you try to do to make money, you got to spend money. So you got to promote yourself. You know what I'm saying? Constantly. I build 3-4 days, Shane. I don't got blocked so many times off Facebook. It's ridiculous.
I hear that. I'm going to say something on a whole nother level that is about to blow everybody's mind, which is so obvious, but it's so rare. This is the funniest thing in the world. Most artists, most companies on the social media platform should have at least 2 to 3 major platforms that are connected Instagram and Facebook are integrated, so you should have those two at least.
Having Twitter too?
Yeah, having a Twitter as well.
All three.
Now, if you on one website and that one and that one website got 100K, thousands of people, those fans should transpire to them other platforms if it's connected.
Hey, listen, DJ Hallward, listen, I'm glad you said it. When I had a meeting with the young lady today, that came up, joined the team, and I talked to the other mother on the team, which is Belinda Eddie, shout out to her. In less than 24 hours, I posted our new artist slash model for Guyana, the Guyana Goddess, Keita. We had about, 500 hits in less than 24 hours. I posted a picture with the queen that's on the phone, Miss Chrissy Monroe, Belinda, and Queen Riri. Models for the Too Smooth and Latrice collection, close to 800, pretty fast. So like I was explaining to them, that's good, but we need to get at least 100 or 200 people to purchase something from us. That don't mean nothing about them likes and all that. That don't mean nothing. Like you just was saying, we got to turn that into dollar signs.
Yeah, I said connection. Those social media sites got to be connected, but there is a way to connect. Like every model, every artist, how long have you, as a label owner, owned a website?
Since last year.
Now, how long have you owned your own rights, your publishing to your music?
22 years.
So, let's say, how long have you had your artist page on social media?
Over a year.
All right. I just asked all the questions because...
Over two years.
See?
And you know the reason being? When I left, social media was not popping. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I had to do a little stint, disappear to the field for a hot second. When I left, it still was all together. You know, you grind city, state to state. You know what I'm saying? At that point of time, before I left, you know, you can get about $4-$5 a CD. You know what I'm saying? Some people still give you that 10, you know, out the love. You know what I'm saying? City, all depends on where you at. You know what I'm saying? And in the time frame, time of day, you know, just be a time, you know, you got to, you know, take it all to account. You know what I'm saying? We'll grind it like city, state to state, the hard grind. You know what I'm saying? You got to throw the DJ 3-4-0 just to play your song.
Hold on, go back to that word. Yeah. Get back to this when you said the hard grind. I want everybody to know that's where you start turning them fans into core fans, and you start turning likes, turning reshares, all that excess stuff. That's when you start turning stuff into money. When you actually let these fans know you're a real person and you care about your grind. Because if they don't see you out there in action, you got to actually be on your feet. You got to be stumping the ground. You got to be popping that trunk with them CDs, the merchandise. You gotta do shows. You gotta be out there. Social media is just a platform.
And also, what people gotta understand too, you're not gonna make money starting off. Like last year, getting back in on that side, like I said, I put the two together. We got next tour. Shout out to all our sponsors on that tour. You know, I took a loss. You know what I'm saying? I lost over $11,000, you know, because I understood that. That's part of business. You know, the first year, the first two years of business, you're going to take losses because you're building your brand. If you're in it for the long haul, it's going to pay off. But the key thing is you got to promote yourself. You got to. You can't open up a business and think people are just going to come. You got to put in a newspaper. You got to run commercials. You got to get on social media. You got to hit them emails. I go so far as I even do an inbox blast. You feel what I'm saying? I hit every point of social media. I control over 16 pages, man. You feel me? Like I said, brother, I'm on a mission. Something under this umbrella is going to be a Fortune 500 come by 2025. If not, I'm going to feel that I failed. Even though I haven't, but I still gonna feel like I failed because when I set myself on something, I try to accomplish it.
I hope everybody hear this. I just had him break everything down in segments because I want y'all to know everything is a process. Everything is a process.
Patience.
Also, you mentioned something.
Hold on, let me say this. Hold on, let me make a perfect example. If anybody on earth, I know everybody seen the Karate Kid, the very first one. You know what I mean? You got to understand the process the sensei took that your son through. Wash on, wax off. Wash on, wax off. He didn't understand it. He was getting mad. He'll get frustrated. Why I got to do this? Because he's trying to teach you something. You got to have patience. Don't nothing happen overnight. Some people get lucky. It's all about who you know. You got to be in the right place. Hell, I ain't going to lie. You know what I'm saying? But everybody don't get that lucky break. So you got to have patience. You got to listen to somebody. Like I said on the first part of this interview last night, you got everybody. You can't always be the chief. Sometimes even me, myself, have to be an Indian. Because I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed by far. But I told you, you can't learn a lot from a dummy. Hey. They ain't going to catch it. They don't understand me, man. They don't understand me, man. Hey, they don't understand me, man. We got to talk. The next episode, you got to talk about Mirror's Call. They ain't understand it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, hey, they just, you know. They scared.
You got to give them one side. Like, even if we're talking about music, but we talking about that other side. We got to let them know who you is, though. And if they scared, let them be scared. Because you're only speaking facts. You're only speaking truth.
Number don't lie, man. Hey, when I first started, a lot of artists from different areas did, you know, the young guys, you know, they got their own mind frame. They think they have no night. You're going to give them $300,000. They're supposed to get a collar. It don't happen like that. So they used to say, you know, show me your work. Show me something you've done. I don't want to talk about nothing 20 years ago. I didn't have that to show. Only thing I'll show you, I put out a single and it was doing stupid numbers. I didn't capitalize on it because, like I said before, I'm a business. I'm not an artist. I got a story to tell. You know what I'm saying? So now, oh yeah, I got plenty of numbers to talk about, baby. So you want to holler at me? Send your music to MMR3004L@gmail.com, man. Hey, you bummer? Hey, you might get a shot. You might have to start from the bottom. Hey, but you know, you got to grind up, baby. Like I said, we put in some work, man.
You're speaking on numbers. And that actually brings together what I was about to say, projected sales. You projected where you were going to be a while ago when you mentioned it.
I got to say, hold on, J.O., you know, Rube, I'm sorry. I got to say this. We went to Memphis to shoot the Part of Me video. You know, we do 3-4-day video shoot. We don't do that one scene, two scene. Man, we actually do work. You know what I'm saying? We try to put a great piece together, you know what I'm saying? Like a person doing, I don't want to use that to name, I'm going to say this. It's just like putting a puzzle together, you know what I'm saying? You want to be, you know, try to get the pieces together, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we may shoot 20 scenes that Friday, 30 scenes that Saturday, so you have enough scenes to put together a great piece of artwork, you know what I mean? So, no disrespect to this artist, but I don't know her name. She's right here. I stay in Tuscaloosa, Alabama right now. That's where I reside. She's from Talladega. She got a song on the radio that's called Move It Like a Snake. So when the song came on, I'm not going to, no disrespect, because, you know, everybody likes different things. Some people don't care for MMR 3000. I understand that. I got thick skin, and I take criticism, but I understand everybody not going to like your music. Come on, come on, man. I mean, everybody don't like it, the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It took me a while to grow an amigo, but that's enough, sir. But that song right there kind of messed me up. It threw me for a loop because when it came in the car, everybody in the car, you know, was really tired from the work we put in and, you know, on the celebration of Black Ass. Shout out Howard Nation Bar Hard Music Group one more time. And, everybody in the car just woke up and looked like, What for real? So at that moment right there, that showed me that either I'm not doing something right or it just ain't gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? Cause like, you know what I'm saying? It's certain type of music, certain type of songs, you know, ain't no way on earth it should be getting no airplay, period. It's very disrespectful to music itself. You know what I'm saying? But some people are all about who you know. You know what I'm saying? It's not about, you know, I don't know. The situation might be a great work ethic. You just got to look at break and see what's going to happen. But like I said, man, some things I hear, like, I got a song called Money in My Pants. At the beginning of the song, I don't know what made me say that, but that's how I felt at that moment. I said, I done heard so much BS on the radio, let me put me a crazy verse together and see, can I buy mama my house? I'm going to take back, I'm going to get a little deeper. We're going to go back to Brown Sugar. When Tay Diggs was with the label, and these two clowns come in with the Dalmatian coats on and all that, the man couldn't take it. The girl, you know what I'm saying? Certain reasons you know you can't be attached to. There's certain things in life you can't be attached to. That man left that company, went out on faith, and started his own life. You know what I'm saying? I really stepped out on faith. You know what I'm saying? I'm not portraying to be rich or nothing like that. I just know how to save and live life. You know what I'm saying? It's all about budgeting. You know what I'm saying? I don't live outside my means. I don't care about all the extra. I don't live that lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? I went out of town, jacked off $100,000 plan just for fun. Taking everybody, hey, you bring your underwear, your drawers, and some sauce, everything on me. You know what I'm saying? Because I was blind to the fact that people were really just around for the show. They weren't really around for the love that I was showing. So that's why our team is small as it is. You know, we give you opportunity. And you know, like I said, we don't ask you to do nothing but much, but use your thumb and share. You know what I'm saying? You lacking in that? Hey. Like Maggie King, they opinion counts just like mine. No free rides with us, baby. You got to put in the work just like we did. You feel what I'm saying? You know, you got to put in the work. You're not putting in the same. I know everybody that's not like me or like you, diehard, promotional, passionate. They just want to do something and think it's just sweet. It's not sweet. You know what I'm saying? Most guys that think females or whatever think they're artists. You're not. You're just a rapper. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot to the game. Like I said, 95% business, 5% entertainment. That's the trick. Don't take that 360 deal, man. It's a trick now. They try to trick me, but no. You have me shit. Have my artist sit on the
360
show.
Deal is layers. Layers. They offer everything. I mean, they offer you just no ownership. I said that last time. Ownership is key.
Yeah. Oh, let me say that too, man. How you come to MMR 3000, man. You keep your publishing, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to spend no money. We pay for video shoot, photo shoot, everything, man. Hey, and we got the clothes for you for free, man. Just get all you gotta do, just hey, grind, put a little work in, and your life gonna change, man. Straight up.
Bro, y'all gotta
shout out Ball Hard Music Group, Hardware Nation, man. Without them, none of it would be possible, man. Man, respect for real. Shout out to Miss Teresa. Shout out to Q. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to you, Miss Chrissy Monroe.
Hey, and the whole team.
I might get blackballed for this one. Oh, well.
Uh-oh. Let's get it, man. I told you, this is a Too Smooth exclusive. It's an open book. Don't hold back. Bring your AK and your shot.
Y'all want to know why the labels charge so much. This is just my opinion, so don't blackball me too quick. But it's 85. If you look at your contracts, I want to teach y'all something real quick. Look at your contract.
Uh-oh, watch out now.
That contract, if you are the artist or the entity that's signing the contract to become part of the other entity for that payout time span on the contract, anything that has the percentage on your behalf, that's the percentage on everything. Not just what you think is in the studio or when them sales come. It's everything. But most artists don't know this. This is the loopholes. Most labels charge 85% interest on their contracts. This is why most artists can never get their publishing for a major label, from a major label.
Hey, let me say something. That's why you need to sign with MMR 3000, Living Life, Hardware Nation, or Ball Hard Marriage Group. We gonna bless you, no cap. Hey, the grass is green on the other side, man. Hey, the only thing I'm saying, don't trust me, just believe in me, man. I'm gonna grind for you like Lad Del Earth, and the whole team is, man. Hey, we dedicated to this, man. Hey, we eat, sleep, shit this, man. Real talk, man. I don't care about nothing else, man.
Just know what I'm doing. What I'm saying is, get you somebody that's willing to read your contracts for you if you can't. You need to understand the lingo. You can't, listen, entertainment lawyers cost way too much because they work with major labels. So they charge the independent artist $500 an hour. You can't afford it. You need to get you somebody you trust, or yeah, get you a lawyer for real. But if you get you a lawyer, I promise you, you'll never get got. But
hey, once again, come on, sign with MMR 3000, Live, Laugh, and Hard Work, Nature Bar Hub Music Group. I promise we got
also,
you.
Also, I want this. This is for those who do that talking, the talking. This is how I know they don't know the game. You can never get your publishing stolen, ever. There's one moment within your career that you sat down and negotiated and or didn't read your contract where publishing was released. And I'm saying this to those who don't realize if you never talk about or negotiate your publishing and you got to register your own music, your publishing is in escrow, which lets me know you have no publishing in general. Everything is public records. So me knowing that, and listen, y'all, YouTube look different than ours. When that music pop up, our publishing company comes up under our music. Yours just says niching, and I'm saying this because go invest in yourself, major. Get that publishing company so you can obtain your publishing from them companies. Get that publishing, invest that extra dollar so that you can have that company go and get your publishing. You get all certain copyrights and certain registries that you can't touch. Neighboring rights, sync rights, licensing, all kind of things like that. Non-exclusive and exclusive rights to certain things.
Man, yes. Shout out Bar Hard. I don't mean to cut y'all. You know I'm comfortable on rule, man. Hey, shout out Bar Hard Music Group. Hey, Hard Work Nation, man. Shout out for real, man. Real talk, man. Hey, the grass is green on the side.
Hey, my bad. The grass ain't green. We don't need everybody.
Don't do it like that, JL. Don't hurt their feelings. Now, don't do that. DJ Hard Work, don't do that. Don't do it like that,
workers.
Man.
We only won't catch that workers who are bosses, but they got to work too. You got to know who you is. You got to put that work in. You got to have a team that's putting that work in to understand why.
Hey, but hey, I got a deal for a person that don't want to share, don't want to like, want to do nothing, don't want to do no work. I got a 9 to 10% deal, man. You ain't got to do nothing, man. You get 10% off everything. Hey, you ain't got to do nothing. Just show up and show out. We'll take care of the rest.
The moment I say L.A. Reid is the moment you don't want to be a part. I'm just saying that. The moment I say I'm finna L.A. Reid somebody is the moment that I'm just talking mess, y'all. Y'all just know that your publishing is in escrow if you never negotiated. So that means if you got streams, you putting out, you know, mixtapes on iTunes or singles on iTunes with no publishing, make sure you go get your publishing and so you can obtain your money in the back end. And or just make sure you registering your songs. Make sure at least once a month you updating your registry so that you can obtain your numbers. You can obtain your, you know, you can check it out. You have a check coming. At least once every 3 months, if you do it right.
Hey, yeah, they don't understand the quarterly thing, man. Hey, you do not get paid every week. You do not get paid every month. You do not get paid by weekly. Every 3 months is 90 days. And sometimes it may take an extra minute, man. The industry is what it is, man. I know some guy been waiting on some checks since last year, baby. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you got to have patience, baby. But you also got to budget that money and save, because, hey, 3 months a long time when you out there balling, throwing that money away, you know what I'm saying? Not investing, man. That's key to success. Remember, you get any kind of little change, man. Hey, holler at me. I got some great investments for you, man. We do some import export, man. You spend $2,000, make $10,000. Hey, real talk. Holler at me. I'll teach you,
baby. The faster
your
name curates, the faster your money come in, because the faster your name get bigger, the people know you, your checks will come faster. Just know that.
Hey, funny you says about a book there, man. Somebody reach out to me. I ain't going to say who. Like to glorify that. They wanted me to do a joint memoir about black success, but I'm trying to take on too much, so I had to turn that down right now. And if they had about 100 grand up front, I probably did. I was made time. But I'm too busy right now to do it. So shout out to them, man. They know who they are, man. May respect to y'all, man. We're going to make it happen. But give them about 24 months, man. I better slow down then.
A whole lot of game was just fitting the last.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Shout out to Ryan, too, man. Y'all finna see me on billboards in the next 6 months, man. Shout out to Ryan, man. Hey, you putting the work. Hey, check this out. Let me say this, too, JL. I mean, DJ Hard want me to cut you off, man. You don't run the country, but let me say this, though. Hey, check this out. I put in the work. You know what I'm saying? But I put myself to the side for the greater good as my team. I put myself on the back burner. All this thing is coming to light because of my work ethic. You know what I'm saying? Building the fan base. A lot of things you don't see, like in the store, my stores can reach up to like 2,500 at a time. I don't even glorify a show like a lot of people do because if you put in the work, it's going to show. That's like if you're an athlete. Some athletes like to party and do all the wild things. But you got other athletes, they're going to sit there, work out, you know what I'm saying? Be in the gym, you know what I'm saying? 6-7 miles, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. That's what how they get them championships. That's how they stay ahead of their man. They study film, you know what I'm saying? Like me, I study the greats such as Jay-Z, Dr. Dre, Puff Daddy, Master P, Ludacris, Ross. I studied them. I dissect them. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Big Newman on Young Ready, man. I watched this knee I could to the Caterpillar Man. Big Newman, the Black Knight, he's a very interesting individual. That's a great character. Whoever writing their script, which I think is William H. Bell, I'm not sure. I think that who it is, but man, hey, that dude was a mastermind. Like Powell, Ghost, he was a mastermind. He always stayed a step ahead. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna talk a little bit too much right here. When I was in the pharmaceutical world, the reason why I started my company is to straighten everything up. You know, read between the lines. You know what I'm saying? Because they put it in the movies and show you how they do it. You know, and I can remember we're doing a broader base, a different base, the way we know how. Back in my day, you put your CDs in the bottom pop stores, and back then, when 1899, they give you $10 per CD, and there weren't no taxes on it. I'm gonna leave that alone. You know, that comes since they come, you gotta come since you understand the whole plan. But, hey, check this though. Shout out to Bomb Bomb Hard Music Group, Hard Work Nation, man. Hey!
That was the most you can give them. I hope they at least listen to the last 10 minutes. We're gonna lead into some music. Part two. I hope everybody understood the whole point of this one. We gotta be able to chop it up with you. We gotta be able to know who you are, be able to know you human, be able to know you make mistakes. We was able to kick it with Too Smooth. We was able to get into his mind and understand how he moved, past, present, what he plans for his future. I hope everybody know that you set your own success up. There is no failure as long as you put in that work.
Hey, that was wrong with a lot of people too, man. I'm not, like I said, I'm not really into the race thing, but I'm just speaking fat numbers, don't lie. The black community are scared to take risks. My Caucasian brothers and sisters, they don't mind taking a risk, man. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that's
excuse me, let's go back to what I said. Self-discipline, self-knowledge, self-preservation. All you got to do is sit there. Once again, ladies and gentlemen of the world, and try to do any kind of start a business, anything, you have to promote yourself. You got to spend that money, baby. If you're scared to spend that money, man, how you going to make some money, man? You know what I'm saying? It's an old saying in the gambling house. Scared money don't make no money, baby.
I heard that right. Just.
And another thing, listen, DJ Howard, another one that they used to say too, you know, say when I used to be up in Detroit, all the 7 miles, 18 in the top, I do all the tongue and all that. Anyway, hey, if your money long, the luck don't change, baby.
That's the thing, though. That's the most game you can get from us, because now y'all gotta listen to the music and watch the videos from y'all now. Part three, we ain't doing nothing but letting them know what's the future holding for you. We gotta have that. We gotta have that for the book. Even if you do that deal, you don't or not, you do or not. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to, the world wants to know what is planned specifically in the future, the next 2 years. That's what we're going to talk and touch on next part three.
I'm gonna kill that conversation right now, man. We're looking for about $25 million, man.
Projected sales. They gotta know why. They gotta know it leads up to it. They gotta know. We gotta know. I don't want to get into too much because we already gave them an hour's worth. I mean, we can give them an hour's worth more of something else. I'm just saying, I don't want to give them too much game based on. Them.
Hold on, man. You know, so I say that too. By God, it's not game, man. It's called knowledge. We try to enlighten everybody and get them to understand. It's business. It's business, baby. It's business. It's business, man. Don't get your feelings involved, baby. It's business. Once you get your feelings involved, you're gonna fall.
I hope y'all obtain it's that. Business. Call it knowledge. It is knowledge. You can only call it knowledge if they obtain.
I gotta stop the press. You know, when these guys are superstars, they show late. I had a special superstar coming in. He walking in right now. He's like 3 hours late. Tell the people who you are, man, and what you about to do right now. We walking in the door.
Man, this your boy Crucial, man, walking in the door, man, about to get ready and checking in with Mr. MMR 3000, Andre Farmer himself, man. Crew is trying to make big things happen,
that's
bro.
Let's
get it, man.
Hey, man, we've been locked in the studio about 5 hours, man. I got the boy Jay Black, super producer. I don't know his name, but he on the way too. Hey, man, we've been trying to make some hits, man. Hey, straight up. Shout out to these
working. Gym, man. Get off the studio. Podcast going straight to the studio again. Y'all be smooth, man. Man, too smooth in the building. MMR 3000, the Patio Podcast. Shout out to the Anchor for giving us this platform, allowing us to free our minds and speak on the entertainment, giving us our opinion to share with the world. Also, shout out to MMR 3000 for allowing Too Smooth to be on here and sharing his opinion, his thoughts, and everything, his music, his journey, his past, and his present. Like I said, man, we ready for part three. I hope the anticipation is high for everybody because I can't wait. Let's go ahead and get into some music. And we do appreciate you. Do you have any shout-outs and anything else you want
to? Shout out, man.
We do appreciate you, man. I'm going to go ahead and hit you up later on so we can get them cool.
I'm going to sing you some. I'm going to sing you some right now. I'm gonna sing your song.
We're gonna have this one on Spotify as well. Oh yeah, you got a few fans off Spotify right here off of this one. Your last one last night. They was tuning in. Yeah.
May respect. Oh, let me say that, man. Before I get off here, man. Like I said, I apologize. I'm rude, country boy. Hey, check this out, man. Shout out to everybody or anybody that like, share, or love anything to do with MMR 3000, Living, Laughing, the Too Smooth Collection. The Treats by Too Smooth, Hardware Nation, Ball Hard Music Group, SNM Royalty. Hey, without y'all, we're nothing. If y'all not supporting us, how are we going to keep doing what we're doing? And without y'all, we're nothing, man. We got something special going on real soon, man. If everything get right, we're going to come through something I did last year on the We Got Next Tour, on the Next Level Tour, which is headlining Mac and King Spud. You're going to get a taste of all the MMR 3000. And on Hardware Music Group and by Hard Music, man, and on Living Laughing, man. You know, we're gonna do the Fun in the Sunday again, man. So select the cities. We'll have the little jumpers on radio station, you know what I'm saying? You know, face paint, free food. We're gonna show some love to the kids and show them that's the way, straight up, man. Respect.
Yes, sir.
We give it back and we pull. We give it back and we pull, man. You feel me? We ain't got no $50-$100 million, man. We showing love, though, baby. Hey, we showing love. We're going to show these kids a better way, man, because we done had it in the streets, man. All we had is the drug dealers, killers, and the motherfucking gangbanger, man. We ain't had nobody show another way, man. But, you know, it's all on you what you choose to do. You have a choice. That's what we're going to talk about. I want to talk about in the next segment. I want to talk about choices,
man. We're going to have something good to talk about. Hey, Let's go ahead and get into the music. I'm going to let you go ahead and get your work put in. Let you get your work put in. Go ahead and let me know if you got something hot. Go ahead and send it to the email if you got something sneak peek that you want to leak. If not, I got enough from you, but I do want I want to give them a chance to let them know something outside of what we got. Which do you want to send something, or are we going to just utilize what we got? Because I ain't going to hold you up. That pretty brown eyes, that's dope. And I want to play that again.
Oh, video coming soon, man. Hey, video coming soon, man. Hey, we're trying to get all y'all down here between. Hey, check this out. Let me say this too, man. I'm so real, man. I'm so sorry. We, you know, we got our own personal security team, so we ain't worrying about nothing. Hey, May the 17th through the 25th, Tuscaloosa, Birmingham. If you in the Alabama music in this area and you want to get your cameo on, we shooting 5 video. Pretty Brown Eye, Meddy Mac, Meddy Pass Rush featuring King's Foot, which is the second single. First single for King's Foot, Dumb. And we shooting solution, man. We working, man, full of shoes and everything, man. All the monsters in the city. Hey, we're gonna do it real big, man. We're gonna go to Miami due to what's going on in the world. We're gonna do it right here, man. We're gonna keep it all the way classic, man. Never ratchet. Oh, check out the website, www.mmr3000.com, the Two Smooth Collection website, Horror Nation website. Hey, Mac Too Much Pressure out right now. King Spud, Path of a King, coming July 11th. Too Smooth. Power over money, classic finna break some records. Billboard action ASAP. Shout out Coop, man. Coop dropped auto, man. Our international artist from Guyana, man. Shout out to Kill. She just signed locked in soon. They open the borders up. They're gonna be here ASAP. We ready to turn it over. We're going city to city, man. We're gonna do it African style, baby. Caribbean, anything, man. We got all type artists. I finna sign a 5 artists out of London. As soon as it's over, coming off here, man. She's stopping on you. Don't worry, if I say something, she ain't gonna sign, so I ain't gonna say nothing. She got over 350K followers, man. Hey, we can do a major. I just found the young 2020 Madonna right now. Like,
let's go ahead and get to the music, man.
Yeah, major, man. Bro, for real, man. That thing's a game, man. Numbers don't lie, man. Hey, look us up, though, baby. Hey, just put in MMR 3000 while we pop up. It's going to scare you. Hey, I had to pee myself today. Is this real? I'm stopping, man. Hey, let me get up out of here, man. Let me get out of here, man. Appreciate the other guy ever put up, man. Hey, I'm out, man. My respect. Shout out to Miss Chris Monroe. Can't wait to meet you. Oh, online concert, May the 9th. Facebook, Instagram. Hosted by Chris Monroe. King Spud. Edition, baby. Yeah, the last one broke some number, man. The last one went ham, man. They said, hey, we got to do it one more time. Oh, one more plug before I go. May the 30th. Two Smooth Collection. Latrice by Two Smooth. We'll have an online fashion show May the 30th. It will be streaming on all platforms. We're getting everything together right now. Hey, these girls gonna be walking on water, man. Like, Jesus, you heard me. I'm finna stun on. I'm gonna teach you what money do. And mouth.
You letting it all out today, man.
Oh, one more thing. I'm so real. Stun out the line. All outfits are only $15. You can get 2 for $25. And I'm talking about, I designed these myself. Man, I'm finna shop the word.
No, you're a machine. I told y'all, you're a machine. He a business man. He's not a business. He's a business.
No. I'm the business.
Yeah, there we go. So let's go ahead and get to the music. I'm gonna get with you. You enjoy the studio time, man. It was good having you on, dog.
Oh, all fam, I'm finna go live, man. I'm going live. And by the hour in the studio, you're going to hear me and my boy Crucial finna sign this deal. We're going to take some shots. I got, hey, man, don't put it down. Man. I got you a $200 coupon, bro. Hold on. Put that down, bro. Man. You finna sign the deal. Yo, I'm still live on the air, man. I wasn't going to do this on the air, man. I want to step, man. Got the man a $200 coupon, man. Wait till the team, man. Wait till the family, baby. We got coupons in that bitch, nigga.
Make sure you tag me in your line. I'm going to be on DJ Hardwork for a bit.
Oh yeah, man. We can pop a cute. Hey, I got Big Boss Rain. Shout out to Rain, man. You go to liquor stores, tell them Two Smooth says you might get 10% off and select the area, man. Just that seer, baby. Hey, it's real over here, baby. Yeah, you're gonna see Fat Boys on Billboard. They ready to be upset. Boom, I got them a color brand new, man. I got them a color. You don't know nobody. Hey, welcome to the highlight, baby. I'm out, man. I'm gone. Hey, shout out to Hard Work Nation by her movie group today, but pays them, man. Shout out to me, Chris.
Ooh, ooh, baby, take a shot or two. I play it as a kid, we been in the game like EA. But the difference is with life, you can't get a replay. When it comes to money, you can tell that I'm eating. Kush is my cologne, you can tell that I'm weird. And I don't talk relationships cause I don't really need it. And if she pop and throw it at me, yeah, I gotta beat it. Yeah, yeah, I gotta beat it. Up, boxing match, KO. I left her legs spread over bread like mayo. All she know is J.O., so I put her on a payroll. She stand like Lego, shorty, they get in J-Lo. Top shelf, nigga, yeah, yeah, I'm honey proof. Married to the game, every day I say I do. Homies said, fuck them, they don't care about the truth. Loyalty is key and I only show a few. Real nigga, go get her, chasing most critter. Yo, nigga, he's a hoe, nigga, better go get him. While working, putting in hours, stunting, popping my collar. Flexing on these lames, damn, your pops would be a cow. But my bitch clear and I see it, only need a bitch with my penis. She be worried about who cheating, while I give a D like these. Getting stoned like the Jesus, they be hating for no reason. But this puzzle called life, I put together the pieces. If you ready, we can roll out, but I usually go solo. Shorty chocolate and I bet that she tastes like cocoa. I told her roll this dodo and watch out for the promo. Cause everybody see us, that's the reason that we go so. This kush got me slow-mo, baby mama drive me loco. We need hands on my family. My man, you can get the photo. Yeah. Cause I can out the photo now. Now I'ma scream your oh no. It's best that you keep it cool and we can kick it like a dojo. Cause you don't wanna see 100 militant mofos that's ready to snap like a nigga took a photo. Bro, bro, you don't wanna go go. I can send them Haitians and them Cholos at your front door. Go. Calm nigga, quiet on you until your breast play. Countless moves ahead of you like chess play. Let's play. Take you to the jungle, Jumanji. With a shot to make a nigga fold up like laundry. It costs money to die, can't afford to go. Now I gotta keep a couple bucks of cookies. You can call it Oreo for the stress and the hell of it. Shorty checking my measurements. I'm great, they approved. Now I'm fucking out of celibate. She elegant and hood at the same time. Cause I had a leg spread and twisted like fingers throwing gang signs. I'ma let my actions and words speak at the same time. Hoping for change while stacking change at the same time.
Look, my know it's original. That gotta feel me. I know it's some broke niggas that wanna kill me. But homie, I'm living, plus I gotta get it. Paper be calling, I'm there in a minute. I'm on the squad and she brush you with it. Killers is with me, they moving the jiffy. Leaning the shoe like they dirt in the whiskey. Graveyard shit, work that graveyard shit. Swear to God, we stay on while they stay off with that napalm switch. I'm finding the news on how niggas is losing. You snoozy, you know when you wake. Niggas can't see me, my pockets is greedy. There's no diabetes, but I'm getting cake. Love, Pinnacle, that's my team. Try to play that, you can meet this beam. Play with my dough, bruh, I'ma go donuts. I'm about dough, I'ma stack my cream. Pray to God I'll never be broke no more. This shit get real, I told my mind we'll never be broke no more. That's your border to 10.
Came from nothing.
I came up.
Born in the trenches. They say life what you make it. I'm trying to make me a million. I pray to God I don't ever go broke no more.
I pray to God I don't ever go broke.
I pray to God I don't ever go broke no more.
I pray to God I don't ever go broke no more. If you only got a dollar and you tired of being broke, then you gotta hustle for it. If you trying to make some more, had to get it from the bottom, had to build it from the flow. Put your hands up in the sky and say I'm never going broke no more. I never going broke no more. I never going broke no more. No, no, I never going broke no more. I never going broke no
Even though I messed up a few times, girl, just hear me out. Ain't tryna make you mad, girl, I wanna make you smile. Mama said like, oh, she proud, look like I figured out. Ooh, it's been a while, growing up a problem child. Can I eat you up like an edible? Doing shows, no time on the schedule. Rock bands, I can really heavy metal you. I just wanna sit down all next to you. So can you sit back, start feeling me, yeah. Call it up like a 10 to G, yeah. I just wanna lay up all through the week. Can you spend your time with me like I spend my time with you? Is you texting other niggas? I would never do that back to you. Hey, I just wanna roll with you, yeah. I wanna control you, boo, yeah. I want you comfortable, hey. We eating lunch, but we sitting up under the sun. We playing games and I know you love fun. I want you on me, baby girl, you number one. So here I come shouting. Just tell me when you calling. Now I do not do this often.
When you left, I lost a part of me now. I swear to God, you make it hard to see now. I just need my baby right with me now. Don't you see now? I'm crying, 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 crying.
Say goodbye, young nigga, and I got a good vibe. Reminiscing about them good times. Got your back if you got mine. Don't worry about nothing, cause I'm toting it out. We keep on somewhere where they can't find. When I with them bad, you always ride. Don't judge my path, put it to the side. Stay Latin, toy, running money up, then you lightly get it. Better pump to my dog, stay down, then we gon' get ahead. And then I was in the bottom, all them hoes had fled, yeah. But I came up, now my whole team
starving, we fed, yeah.
That race, get to the money, they gon' chase, yeah, my nigga don't play, hang around, a lot of players. Nigga don't really wanna say, now baby girl had to decompensate. Since she worry about her, that nigga get around me, bet he won't say,
yeah. That's lame, yeah.
When you left, I lost the party, we down. I swear to God, you make it hard to sleep now. I just need my baby right with me now. Don't you see now? I'm crying, 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 crying again. I'm trying. You wanna be with me, like won't you lie again? I might as well confess to your best friend.
Let me ride. I'm a saint, so let me ride.